Field Conditions, an SGA story by Resonant, rated NC-17, pairing John Rodney. "Ow," John said, and Rodney snatched his hand back, feeling like he'd taken a punch to the gut. "Hey, hey," John was sprawling out against the pillows, giving Rodney one of his large repertoire of winning smiles. He looked like the better sort of amateur porn. "Just a bad angle. You need to come closer." Rodney scowled back. "I need to know what the hell I'm doing." "Rodney, I hate making mistakes. I mean, I really, really, you have no idea how much I hate making mistakes. And don't tell me there are no mistakes in sex, because when you say, ow, this definitely indicates an error on my part. And here, it's the first time we've tried anything the least bit complicated. Mostly it's just been rubbing, which, don't get me wrong, it's very satisfying, but, you know, unavoidably somewhat inelegant. Hey." He felt hands on his wrists and looked down. He'd been rubbing his hands rapidly up and down his thighs the way he did when he was nervous, though he wasn't usually nervous and naked at the same time, not post-adolescence. "If you're going to be filling someone up, I'd rather it was me," John said, pulling Rodney's hands over. "I would do some research, but how can I?" Rodney said. John's thighs were warm and hairy. Rodney absently lightened his touch so that he was just stirring the hair against the grain. John sighed, and his legs parted, encouraging Rodney to move inward. "It's like a fishbowl here. No anonymity, no library, no internet. Everybody's got their porn, but do you have any idea what I'd have to trade to get it? No books, no magazines, no advice columnists." He didn't like it when John kissed him to shut him up. Well, no, that was a lie. It was a lot better than most of the ways people tried to shut him up. And kissing John was, wow, amazing. John, so cool the rest of the time, kissed with no finesse whatsoever. He bit, he grunted, he grabbed, like he didn't even care how desperate he looked, and Rodney suspected that very few people, even ones that had been to bed with him, had ever gotten to see John Shepherd out of control. And when John fell back, chest heaving, Rodney was hard and aching and crazy to have him, and yet his brain kept circling back to his topic sentence. "I just hate feeling like I'm screwing up now because I didn't do the preliminary research." John groaned, maybe from lust, maybe from impatience, and parted his legs still further. Rodney would never have predicted that John would be this flexible. He ran his fingertips up John's inner thigh from his knee to his groin, making him hiss. "I thought science was all about discovery," John sighed, pushing his hips up to meet Rodney's hand. Don't stop." It was tough to keep his mind on his own shortcomings when John's balls were crinkling under his hands. "Oh yes, we say that, but it's a lie." John liked fingertips here while Rodney sucked him, until Rodney got too excited to be rough with his mouth and gentle with his hands at the same time. But by that time John was usually twisting his hips, trying to get Rodney's hand further back, which was why Rodney had stupidly thought it would be okay to try his fingers in a new place tonight. "Science is actually all about being right, and not making someone say, ow, because you didn't do your homework." "Yeah. See, the military is more about, educated improvisation." John twitched his hips irritably, and Rodney stroked his fingers down and back over smooth skin. "You can study the recon, but sometimes all that goes out the window in, oh, God, in field conditions." "Don't think I don't know that you'd say anything to get your way at this point," Rodney said darkly. "Yeah," John said on a sigh, which might have been agreement, but was probably just a reaction to Rodney's fingers sliding over his hole, still slick from when Rodney had been touching him before. "Oh, yeah, then you just have to use your best judgment and... Jesus, Rodney, put your fingers in me before I go crazy here. Please."
"Yeah, okay," Rodney said faintly.
And this time he went a little slower, and John made an indescribable noise as his body opened up for Rodney's fingers,
and Rodney was definitely scientist enough to know when it was time to leave theory behind and get empirical. The end.